Oh, a new week, second week of battle. The dying of the beast. I've always started with dying of the beast. Just sharing with you quickly an answer to a difficulty on Rashi on the dying of the island. Oasis, you know how you leave the Mishnah? Create the dragon right there. The Shabbat is there, that's how Rashi knows. The basis,
that can't be the shot
because that's exactly the same as the previous mission. Okay, to the to the regular Shabbat, but there are a few says down that says Bob on the day. The basis trends the mission differently. Okay, to the regular Edmund to Shabbat, the Hiluka, Abahima Moedas, the Kedah. That's a Rashi, that's a taste of time. Five different things. So the question was, so what does Rashi do? We mentioned in the chair, it would be nice to have a pshat for Rashi. Why does the Mishnah say over something which is affected earlier in the Kazvar was based? Then the Muki Yosef, second time of Hedipan, the Muki Yosef answers with Kasha. Muki Yosef went to Rashi, and he says that often pshat happens when the Gemara wants to tell the Chiddush. The Mishnah wants to tell us a new Chiddush, so the recap of what was said earlier. So it wants to tell us Chiddush about the Toldois, that Harachidach and the Behemoth, and the Harachidach wants to tell us the Chiddush about Toldois, which wasn't mentioned on Daptez Vav. So it does a quick recap. We said something in Daptez Vav, and they said first, Toldois. In Achalami, there's no Chiddush on the first line, opening line of the Mishnah. Of the Mishnah. Right. It's just like Doha. We mentioned already the Din of Vega, and now I'm going to add on the Din of Tolo. That's the Mahalach HaRashi's answer. Hashem, Rashi has an answer explaining the Mishnah, my interpretation. So now we can start up with Dine on the base. Amen, Eri, Avinu, Eri, Ovo.
You
idiot
about the
Mishnah? Sure. Yeah. It's a very geschmacky mission to read to learn because he normally brings Rashi and goes to that kibbutz and adds. So there's always good things to happen. It's also in the Gemara, so we just go through it slightly faster. So Vina says to Rava, I don't understand why the Mishnah says something twice. Heine Regel, Heine Beimo. You've already said it. Why are you repeating something twice? What exactly is being established in the second line when you're just repeating it? Amale, Tana, Ovois, Otani, Toldois. It tells me, Ovis, it tells me, Toldois, that's the Kiddush. You want to know why the Mishnah says the same thing twice? To the second gate is the Toldois. What's the Toldois? The Alach Kedavka, as it's walking, it brushes past things, it breaks things, it's walking. It's not a regal, it's trending on things. It's walking, brushing past. That's the Kiddush, why the Mishnah says, Habe, Hema, or Edith, that Kedavka. Right, so now if we put that back in the book here, he said, we want to take your Mishnah. That's why we start off with Kate to the Regal Moedis, this Shabbat Bidea Chilukho. But what is the Chiddush that you want to tell us? The first is the same thing twice. That says, no, there is a Chiddush. The second line is coming to tell me a Torah. First line is coming to tell me Av, and the second line, which we know already. And the second line is coming to tell me the Torah, which we didn't know. Pretty much.
So he's asking a question on the Mishnah. He didn't understand how to read the Mishnah.
Right.
I'm still a little bit of a historical question. More like, obviously, the Mishnah thought that. He couldn't understand the Mishnah. Why did he do that?
Why, you understood it?
I didn't. Oh,
Ravin also didn't understand it. Yeah. Even Ravin didn't understand it. But I told him that. Right, Elam Yato. I'm tempted to quiz the Tzibur on this last line that we left has places about it. Are you thinking about that? The Gemara says, I know Omer Yavin and Ravona. I know Rega and Beimo. Why are you repeating yourself twice? I know Rega and Beimo. But Taisa said there was no repetition, it's all one long line. Okay, so the argument is the Shabbat there, Chinuko. So what exactly is the Gemara asking? Yeah. Very good, Ramesha. The Taisa's asking, that's why I didn't attempt to ask him, because the Taisa himself asking that's a bad. And Taisa says, the question is, why is it Behema? You want to tell the Chidur, they gave to the Regem, or else the Shabbat there, Chinuko. The Shabbat, a lot of Chidarko. Say that. Right, why don't that's how Tatum learned it. So, Adam Yatsa said to Ravina to Rama, okay, you got out of this one. Why don't you say, I'm told. Adam Yatsa, safer. The next mission of the New Testament is Tiktoni, Hashem Mu'edes. The Hashem is Mu'edes to eat things which are matim for it. And then it carries on, Habehemo Mu'edes. Therefore, my old voice or my tall voice, what are you going to say there? Where's the obvious and tall voice there? They're both exactly the same, they're both the obvious. Eater, Shem, to eat, things which are not in for it. And what does the behemoth eat? Pays, the office, they're all obvious. So why do you need to say two cases there? What's the chiddush in the second line? What's the chiddush in the second line? So he said, you know what? He answered lightheartedly to him. Rob answered lightheartedly to him, I'm not sure your father, but sure your father. I answered one. You know, go and find out the answer to the other one. The time of mind, what is the pshat? So I don't know who's saying this pshat now. Really, whether it was Ravina, Ravina went to Arthur Rashi, or the Gemara himself is saying it. But the Gemara is saying, what Ben Met is the Pshat? Om Ravashi, Ravashi is telling you the Pshat. You don't know why in the Sefer it says, Peter the Shem Wedded. And then it says again, Abeimo, Om Ravashi, Tono Shem the Chayok, Tony Shem the Behemo. There's two cases in that meeting, in the Mishnah. Keter the Shem, what Shem of what? Of a Chaya. How does the Chaya is a Mu'ed? The answer was, to eat things which are matim from. And a behemoth, we know a behemoth is a mood, and that's the second case. So we first say the chiddush of a chaya, and then we say it's the chiddush and then we say the poshut pshat, the behemoth. So Tomah shen the chaya, or Tony shen the behemoth. So Kedai, I mean, I might have thought, Mishilach es b'yoyksiv, the poshut said, Mishilach es b'yoy, how do you translate the word b'yoy? You might still dap your behemo, and not a chayo, chayo lo, you might as well give behemo a chayo, mashalon, the chayo, the flat behemo. This is what that Mishnah Yotetz comes to teach us. You should know when the Torah says the Shirach of the Eroi, will be in Bisneache, not dap your behemo, chayo as well. How did the Gemara know that? We'll see Rashi Tosfos in a second. Oh, great question. Right, what's always up? Who's in on the right question? Why would you have thought that Chai is any different to Behemoth? If the Torah means Behemoth, why would you have thought that to Behemoth? If the Torah means Behemoth, why would you have thought that to Behemoth? A great, great question, and we will address it. Right, very good. It's a good Havana question. Yeah, David, that's the type of question you have to ask. Why the Gemara says on the answer, make some half a minute, some 12 minutes. Why would they call the term not the bear and not Chaya?
Well, because the word completely already addressed the hero.
Right. The Torah says Behemoth. It's true. But why would I have thought the Torah says Behemoth means Dafka Behemoth? That's like a stage shot. First, what it says, and now what's it mean? Like if the Torah says show, the term means Dafka show. And if it would be a say, it wouldn't be. No, it shows an example. So don't be here. It's a name. Why would I have thought not a chayim? That's a very valid question. You could answer, it's a kosher, there is a beer. What's happened now? I mean, if the judge gives me a gilui of things which are not to, you will see.
Beer is not worth anything.
Beer
is
being from his mouth. Beer. You're talking the same. Quickly, the last next two lines of the Gemara. The Achi, if you're telling me that, then how many more in the integration? And you should have said first, Behema Poshit. Well, you should have said first the Poshit and then the Chiddush. Right? The Chiddush is the Poshit is Behema, and then the Chaya. So you should have first said Ketel Behema Moedet Le Oil, and then the Chaya Moedet Le Oil. He said, no, I the Atan in the Joshua, Khalil. We prefer learning things. The thing that you bought from the drosha is suddenly geschmack to it. Suddenly geschmack. So what's the drosha after these? We don't know what the drosha is yet. But there's suddenly geschmack from something drosha and we put it first. Ah, I want to tell you a chiddush, I'll tell it to you first. Why? Because it wasn't a push in the third. Suddenly geschmack. Okay. Read the Gemara. Oh, it's the same thing which are a push. They get precedence. If so, what kind of Amishna? The occupation army. In the Rishon as well, and our Mishnah listening, I need the like Sivah Rishon. We should say first the Torah, which isn't written in the Torah. Hachi Hashem. No. How can you compare? Hasam Idi veIdi always in. Both of those are always in the case that you test. You have a Shem Behem and a Chai. They're both always. So I have to ask the name of Joshua. Probably the one that you learn, you infer from a Joshua. That upset to come first. We've gone Av and a Toldo. Other Av comes before Toldo. Leave. Shavik Av, we shall leave, forsake. Right? If the literal translation, we shall forsake the Av and go for the Toldo. The Tony Toldo and learn Toldo. So that's the answer. So how do we know what's the answer of the Gemara now? We have two Mishnayot, Yudzayin and Yutes. Yudzayin has two cases, Yutes has two cases. What's the two cases of Yudzayin? Av and Tola. What's the case of Yutes? Kaya and Behema. Why is Kaya first? Because it's the Drosha. Why is the Av first? Because it's the Av. Right? Av beats Tola. My brokers is what you do. You have two foods. You want to make a brok on one of them. One of them you like, one of them you don't add much like. You have to make a brok on the one that you like.
And
then she was. She was a mean them.
Yeah.
So she was a mean them.
I'm not. Here you have no rice. And if you're not
clear, they're both the rice. They're both the rice.
One of them bring out
the rice. And as long as
we learn
both the rice, they're one of COVID.
Let's show respect to the one we
the way it is, the term is something which we've learned out from
the Jews are Yiddish first. You would want to say not just this, but all of this. If we're going to start with all of this, why are you going to say
the first? They are in the Mishnayot, but sometimes Loizu Apsu, which is the classic case. Right. And sometimes zoom the in sort of language.
But here it's not in sort, here you're saying both.
It's zoom, in sort of language. No, sometimes it says both. And not only this, zoom, not only that, this, and certainly the next one. There's two styles in the Mishnahs. So zoom, in sort of language, zoom, that's the case we're having. We've got the Habib Alev. That's if we want to say both cases. Why? Because it's like really putting together Hilchos Shem. You have Shem Chai, Shem Beirah, if then all we put the two together. But when we have something which is geschmack, we put it first. Why is it geschmack? It's something which doesn't seem a push. And then we can be something different from him. We have a rabbi that taught us this thing, gives us sudden geschmack to it. If you were a kuti, Chassid Chalila, if somebody was a kuti, he would just know about him, he would know about Chai. So, feeling of elevation that we have good rabbis. So we put it first. Okay.
And how do we push it
inside? That's Rashi Tis. We have one more line of mind, then we can do Rashi Tis. Iba Itzema. Really, we should always put the Chovid first. We should put the Toldah before that. Even Toldah should come before the Yad. Because at the end of the day, it's something which isn't written in the Torah, and it's something which we learn from our rabbis. Even that should come first. But I did the Salat Miragel, Posat Miragel. We mustn't forget where we're coming from. We're coming from the mission to the following base, where it says the word Regel, and we're basing ourselves on that. So since we're coming from Regel, so we start off the mission with Regel. The front line of Moki Yesu said that we're quoting what we said earlier to Adam Achidosh. So we re-quote that Chidosh, that line, and then add on the Chidosh. So ID, there. What's the last line? ID, there. Sodic. The regal, since we just left the regal, post up the regal, we just completed the regal, post the regal, we start again from the Sodic is to go out. I did Sodic regal, we went out from regal, post up the regal, we started with regal. I did since we went out from regal, we start with regal. So two turutim, not a minute between the turutim would be, let's say you have a choice to make a Mishnah and say, I'm going to tell you, I want to tell you a Mishnah, I want to tell you a Chiddush, that there's something called, you don't have to wash clothes on Shabbat, right? There's a Me'av Melach of Libun and a Toldo of Mechabis. Okay, so let's have you making a Mishnah of the Halachas of laundering clothes on Shabbat. So I would start off the mission. Would I start off the mission saying, also lechabis begon the shabbos, but also the loving tzemer the shabbos? Or would I start off the mission also the loving tzemer the shabbos, but also lechabis begon the shabbos? What would I say? Would I say first tov and then now, or would I say the av and then the tov?
The
goodness first, now I come to Gemara. Av comes first. And we come to think about it, but it's told us should come first. It just happens to be here because we're following on from the Mishnah. They said, Regel, that's why we put the R first. But really, the Toldah would come first. So now we've got Rashi and Tosfos, we've really got to work with that for us. Yeah, but remember, commentators involved about those words of Abraham and Moses, which makes it like a whole repetition. So, the commentators thinks the reason why it's in the Abraham and Moses was that some of those words should have been earlier. You're right. A bit hard to get the commentators. How could we have put, how would it be possible to put Behema before? How would it be possible to put the top of the plan? So you shouldn't have started. Yeah, yeah,
Okay,
you're right. If I was just coming from basics, you'd be right. The person teaches you that up at all. So we know regular, and it's mentioned earlier in the period themselves. So now you're just speaking things out. So then we start off with the more criminal Kodesh first. We know Shaker, and it was mentioned earlier. Let's say the more Kodesh first. Then the Rashi. Hi, my regular, I'm a behema. My regular, my behema. Why is regular? I want the behema. The Tony Tauti. Sorry, I read that wrong. The first Russian. Hi, my regular, I'm a behema. My regular, for my behema. What is the difference between the two? What is regular and what is behema? The Tony Tauti says both of them, but must be them. A hobby. It's exactly the same thing, they're one. Now my hold on, Tony, so therefore why did it repeat itself and learn how many read it? Answers the Gemara. Tana Ovid in the second Rashi, Tana Ovid, regal mamish, then don't somebody know. The Sefer Tani told us, and the Sefer told us, also told us, Abahima Moedes, Nahana, Pidarko, or the Shaber, and now this is what Rashi explains what the Mishnah means. Nahana Pidarko, what happens? And the Shaber, the Dere, then Shaber, the Gupo, or Besaro, you know what Sar is? It's hair, or Beshnip, it's load, Shalel that's on it. There, if you look as it's walking, the taller the regal is. The zeker, why the regal? Why are these regal? Why are these taller to regal? The zeker mostly, it's something which is very common. Not shinu, it's not mishuna. The income not so hazik. So it's not karen, so it's regal. My office, my taller zeker, in the second mission, there's no office, no taller, because it's all eating. Lekker the meima, the high betana behema moedes, lefer, peis riokris. You cannot say the high betana behema moedes, lefer, peis riokris, have a little told. That's a told that I understand much. We told the Shem, what's told the Shem? Hainan is chacho bekuis. Told the Shem, Hainan is chacho bekuis amosa. What's Rashi saying? In the Mishnah, it said two cases of Shem. Eating and eating. So you can't say one's an Av and one's a Tola, because they're all Av, they're eating. What is the Tola of Shen? What is it? It's Rashi, I'll tell you what the Tola of Shen is. Something about an Av and not eating. What would that mean? Scratching itself on a wall to knock it down.
Not to knock it down.
Not to knock it down. And it knocks it down. And it knocks it down. Ava kama hadali yomra avina vizichusa. Ava answer avina. The type of Bisquick in a type of lightheartedness. Family, I'm not showing you Chodo. I answered the first one. I'm trying to see if you answered the second. I'm telling you, what is the Pshat? I said, okay, what's Pshat? So he says, you might have told the apostle, he said, B'iroi, I know Targum Shalbeim, but please don't make the mistake. B'iroi is the word in the Torah. It just happens to be that the Torah uses the same word that the Targum for Behim. But the Pasuk actually says this word. It's not a Targum Unkers. The Pasuk actually says it. But in another place, when the Torah says the word Behemoth, Targum says Be'irah. So we see that the Targum of Behemoth is Be'irah. So the Torah uses that word. It means Behemoth.
So it's both.
Loshon HaKodesh and Aramaic. Yeah. Achon. Both Loshon HaKodesh and Aramaic. And the Targum of Behemoth. Why? Why you chayev for Shem? The drasha. The chayo bechlal behemo. Dichtiv. There's a behemo shetachayevo. How do I know the chayev is written behemo? Because the pasuk said last week's parable, 2 weeks ago. There's a behemo shetachayevo. What's the pasuk say after that? Say to Behemah Shetachelu. No, not immediately after it. It says for sure and then, right? And then the next pasuk is I'll three Yachmo, which are some type of deeds. They have pictures of them in the back of the promotion downstairs. They all look like deeds. And I'm not a deer expert, but I think Yachmo would look like a bambi. So I don't know. So I'll see the Yahweh. Yahweh, if you're going to tell me, oh, so what's Rashi say? How do we know the Chayv Bechal Behemoth? Says Rashi, because the Pasuk is there, the Torah says, those are Behemoth, so they're Behemoth, and carries on with the Chayv, so it comes out and even, so we see even Chayv. And that's what the Mishnah speaks down. That's your question. So what's the Chiddush? Right, so, now why doesn't the Mishnah tell me it's Chiddush? If a Mesa, it's a Pasuk thing to say as well. I don't have an answer to that question. Chizuk to the other Pshat in the Gemara. Yahachi al Shen Behemoth Mibreli, Nimisibreshen, Vadu Shen Chaya. If so, then we should first put Behemoth first, because that's the more Mapurish. Do you say no? We want to say the more Gishmak, the more Mukhutch, something not so much. If so, Risha, not be listening to Behemoth, I've told the Risha, and look, see it. So he's saying, no, we can't. In the case of the second Mishnah, it's the Shem, the Chai, Shem, the Behemoth, both, Shen, it divided both and both meanings, both Shen and Kai and Jerome Bemo, Hawk, Ovis, a Hawk by Regal, Regal, Tobik Avus, she leave the arm, the Tony Tolo, and say the Tolo beat me in their way. The second shot was, well, we would bet and learn the Tolo before the arm, but since the Solik Regal, since we just went out from Regal, the pair coming. No, Regal, that is. Let not have any more. So that's why we say, oh, very good. So now we have to see two tastes, and these two tastes are very connected. And we'll see. The two tastes are basically one shitter. Tolke Daita Kamine. You know what Sam Taradav stands for? Tolke Daita Kamine. Almighty thought. Right. The Shirach is Beirik. Afagam. The Kva Ashmin on Bereishe. The Afilatana Gulim or the. What's the question?
Why would you think that even chickens are included? So that's truly out.
No chickens mentioned after test. Very good. We learned to read that you die. As much by regular chickens included, so too by Shannon chickens should be included. So why not in the mission Tony Chayo? There are chickens. I wanted to learn by Shen. First, to learn by Shen. Meaning, that we should have a Chiddush by Regal. And say again, the Chiddush by Shen. It's true. We could have learned out from Regal that who I did by Shen, you should be higher for higher. Because you already high for all time again. So we just want to repeat it.
Don't
have somebody to feel. And need that kind of or wrinkles and damages. Say again, yes. Stop up very early. No, that's not how you finish it. There's more of a Kiddush by Chayah. Why?
A common animal in that
herd. Therefore,
Shinu,
you're at war. You're saying Shinu is not common for me to own such an animal. That's a Chiddush Pshat. Shinu, an animal does something different. I own the animal, and it did something different, so maybe I wasn't so expected to look after it. Like
he knows that it usually the thing that does in the body.
Okay, so it's obviously not all of its common, I'm saying.
That's
not going to make reason for it to be Shinu, not that I own it. You're suggesting maybe it's not normal for Chayo to eat these kinds of foods. And therefore, maybe I shouldn't be expected so much to look after it. Good. Bear that in mind. Kamashalon Chayo Bechlal Behim. Says Tosfos, we're now on the second basis, on Lamed Beis. Lo Imahi Drosho, the Behim Amakasha. I skipped out your brother because I'm I know it's on all Nami told all machine can maybe regular. Why does it not have a told all machine by regular? We have another told all. Why machine does not bring down any told all? It just brings down the two obvious, if Reim and Achai, why not then bring down the din of a Tolva? Question, so it's not an answer. What's the Torah Hashem? His chachach over Kislah. And also, Tim for page. I don't have properly down, just after halfway down the page in Gimel of Adam. You don't. The Gemara gives examples of the Torah Hashem.
What would this guy want to get into? I don't
know. No, he's drunk.
No, he's
He's got a bit of a question on the second mission. Why in the first mission of do we bring down a toldo of regular? And in the second Mishnah, we don't bring any toldos of regular. That's the kasha.
But how does it fit in with the Tosfos? Two kashas and Tosfos?
Yeah, the two kashas are that the two Mishnayos, the thing that are common is the places equating the first Mishnah with the second Mishnah. You're asking on the second Mishnah why it says Chaya, right? It says Chaya without question. They already told us that in the Chiddush. In the first Mishnah, that says, okay, if you want to have the Chiddush of the first Mishnah, you want to have it in the second Mishnah. Right? Do you want to say what's a Chaya? Next follow on question that you don't have all the Chiddush of the first Mishnah and the second Mishnah because you don't have Toldos. So why not bring it on a Toldos? Which is in the second Mishnah, in the first Mishnah, so send in the second Mishnah. That's kosher, don't know after. So, to answer your question, why these two in the same places? They're both one discussion. We're creating the first place, the first Mishnah and the second Mishnah. We're saying the reason why we have the second Mishnah is because we have the same Kiddush again written. If so, what's the Nichol to say at all? She didn't. Kemash Velon, the Chaya Bechlal Behim. Now, loy mahid yosho da mahima makasha lady, including the fine alif, ka'oma hocha, the chayah bechal mahima. It's not from the drosha of kulin ayin alif. What drosha was said in kulin ayin alif? One second, let's finish off this point. What drosha was said in kulin ayin alif? Just so you know. Not when it says in Chai Bechavim, we don't mean the drosha of Kulin Ayin Alef. The one that Rashi referred to, exactly. The one that Rashi said. Rashi said, Zoi Sabeima Shetachedo Ayot Siachmai, teaching that Chaya can be called an Beima can be called a Chaya. That's mentioned in Kulin Ayin Alef, Omud Alef. That's not the one that we need for our Sugya. Why not? The hocha afilu oifnami avi bechal beimo. In our sugya, even an oif is considered the beimo. Now, if we're coming off the back of chulin ayin aleph amud aleph, you've only got a right to say beimo and chaya. Zaysa beimo, zaysa beimo shetakenu. I also have only chaya. It does not say the oifus. That's called oifus. Is that about? But oifus are called behema. So in the Mishnah tells us that even an oif is chayev. Even oif is chayev. So therefore, I don't tell me that the reason why chayev is a part of behema is because it's included. Chayev is included in the word behema because oif is also included. It's not learned from that drasha. So where do you know that chai is included? Chai meaning and also oifes are included in behemoth. Where do we know that from? For regular, for chen. Where do we know that from? Let's read that again. Loi ma'i drosh of behemoth makashe. Not from that drosh of behemoth makashe, the one that Rashi quoted. Kol mahocha. The chai makal behemoth. The chai is included in behemoth. The hocha. Afilo oif mami have a bechal beimo. Even though it's included in the category of beimo, kidding Tony, atan a goydes moedes. Like our Mishnah said, atan a goydes moedes. Right? That is more like that. So the positive says of beer. What's the positive say again? Mishilah es beiroi. What does beiroi mean? What's beiroi mean? Beimo. What's included in the beimo? Chaya and oif. How do you know that? How do you know chaya and oif are included in the beirui? From the Gemara, which Rashi quotes, you've got a raya. Maybe you've got a raya for chaya, you've got a raya for oif. Now, how do you know that chaya and oif are included in the word shirach as beirui? The Mishnah says it is. Mishnah brings. How do you know that?
Yes,
but I don't
know.
How did the Mishnah know it? How's the Mishnah know it? Ooh. Why not going to be seen as a positive Mishnah? The Gemara tells you how he knows it. The Chai and the Chlal Beima.
Where?
When? And that's how we know it, please. How do you know it? How do you know it, please? So why do you see how long it should be seen as a Chai as well, then? Okay. So instead of going that way around, it hits you, puts you onto a dead wall and just gets work. So then I've got a drosha. The Mepurash and Mishnah tells you where Chaya and Oifai is included in the word Behema. There's places, and you have been on Behema Mishabi. Kedominom, the Sofer Kapara. That, anyone remember what we learned in the end of summer's month? Toshin Pei Beis. We learned, the Pasuk says, the Mishnah says, Echot Shoy, Ve'echot Kol Behema. Then the Pilas Haboy, and the Proshes are Sinai, so shall make careful, the Chayim, Chaya, the Oif, here it's been. So we learn that, the Chayim Oif is similar to it, and how did we know it from? The Gemara says, we learn that from Shabbos. It says, Shoy Ve Shabbos, and just like, I just read the Bikita, so you want them to go through yourselves. But the Gemara says, just like going Shabbos, it says Behema called the Hentachor, and there didn't mean Dafka Behema. It meant Chaya and Oif as well. So too, all the offices you can, Oif, and Regal, and Shem, it all be learned from Behema to tell me that not Dafka Behema, but rather Chaya and Oif as well. So it says, when the Gemara says Chaya Vachal Behema, it didn't mean Chaya Vachal Behema or Behema Makash. Chaya Vachal Behema meaning Behema by Shabbos. What Behema by Shabbos mean? Behema Chaya Oif. So too by knocking. When it says Behema in the Torah, it means Chaya Oif as well. And therefore, the Mishnah you test says Chaya, because Chaya is included in the Behema. The Mishnah you die says Oif, because Oif is included in the Behema. And then everything is Dishma. One little problem is it doesn't say the word, how are you going to know from Shabbos? It says Behema, Behema, Xeh Shabbat. It doesn't say Behema by Regal. It says Behema, it says places, no, same thing. The Behema or Behema could have called in the Tagmina Behema Behema. The word Behema is really another word for Behema. And therefore you've got right to learn Xeh Shabbat because the two same words, Behema, Behema. So the Mishnah Dafnun, Dalet Omid Beis told me by Behema. Behema says by Boy. Behema says by Shabbos. Just like by Shabbos, it means all the animals. So by Boy means all the animals. We say the same thing by Shen and Regel. It says Behema by Shen and Behema by Regel. Just like by Shabbos and Behema by Shabbos. Just like Shabbos means all animals. So too by Shen and Regel, it means all living creatures. So Behema, Kaya, and Behema.
This is a Gezer Shabbat.
Gezer Shabbat.
It has to be Gezer Shabbat from Masora.
Right.
So it was Mongolfist what Masora was. Rashi didn't have this.
Well, the Gezer Shabbat was written already in the Mishnah then. Just yeah. For some reason, Rashi didn't need to come on to the Gezer Shabbat for this. We have simply the drosha that Chai Bechal Behim. Okay, before we get, when we get to explaining how Rashi gets out to take this problem, your question, I think, will be answered.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
So my record is sending you right over hand. So one is the total. And by Shane was like to teach Chaya.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would you argue the reverse? That in regular to teach Chaya. No, we don't need to because regular is the but I include Behema. Once we know that I don't include Behema, maybe in the game of Shane you really did teach him at the total.
No, you can't go that way around. I'll explain to you. Totally right. Can't do that again. It's Mephorish and the Mishnah, which we actually does. The Cheshbon. But one second, before we get too many questions, I want to get focused on the Stasis and Rashi. Stasis said Rashi is wrong, very strongly. How can Rashi say it because of Chai Vachal Behema? Or he says, oh, you've been the Mishnah, oh, you've been not good in the words of Zoy Zachai Shetachelu. Now, one thing we know for sure is Rashi cannot be wrong. I think this is Rashi. Rashi, if Rashi is wrong, we should just close up shop. So how did Rashi get out of it? Yes. So it says Rashi says that what's pshat in the word Chaya Bechlal Behema? It means that there's a apostle that tells me, Pasha to hey, Zoysa Behema Shetechelu, and carries on, I'll Tzvi Beyachmon. From here we see that Chaya is included in Behema. that's why we know that Yochai Pochai. So pre-tasis, in the Mishnah it says Yochai Pochai as well. Now where did you know that from? Can't be from that Rosha. That Rosha is talking about only Chayis and Behemis. Elamai, there must be another Rosha. So what is the other Rosha? It's the place of Mem Daled Amud Nun Daled Amud Beis. We don't have Rishalim. If so, what does Rashi do with this discussion? How does Rashi learn the Mishnah? The Mishnah says clearly Oifis of Chayis. Where did Rashi know that from? And if you knew it from like the Shava, then what's Rashi saying over here? That the Chayis of the Chayis. You learn that from the Poskim. I'll see the Achmo. So here, I'm simply going to put together what different things were said to you in today's shiur, and we'll have an answer. Mordechai asked, right at the beginning of the shiur, why would I have thought that Chai is different to Behemo? Why would I have thought Chai is different to Behemo? That you need a drosha to tell me a Chai. Obviously, the Torah is a Chai for Behemo, a Chai for Chai, why would I have thought it's different? And Yossi said, then no, that Chai, although he didn't answer when Moshe said it about 20 minutes later, maybe I would have thought that Chai is different. Chai is unusual. Chai doesn't normally maybe go into people's fields and eat things. A deer may be different type of a species. I know how to look after my behavior, and the Chai is a different way of looking after Chai. So maybe that's why the Torah to be Mechadish to me, the Chai for Chai as well. So you ask the question, if the Torah says Behemo, I know Chaya, no, maybe not. Behemo maybe is more common damage. It's more of a frequent damage. So the Torah says your Chaya more to look after your Behemo. So from there, I know anything which is a common damage, Ezekiel Motsu, I'm going to be a Chaya. But Chaya, maybe it's not Ezekiel Motsu. Maybe it's not. Chaya don't cause as much damage as Behemo. So, Mela. No, maybe the Torah doesn't. Maybe you wouldn't be chayav for them. Does the Torah say it's a chayav that they feel that you're chayav for chayav as well? It's very much a tefillah. I also want you're chayav for chayav as well. Chayav including behemah. When the Torah says behemah, it means even things which are less common. If we learn that kibun, which is Arab Shem Zaman Oyevak explained it, he said a chicken is very common damage. A chicken and behemoth are the same idea. You have cows, you have sheep, you have chicken. They're all the same idea. You know for sure you have to look after your behemoth. The third that you have to look after your behemoth, you know for sure you have to look after your chicken. They're the same category. Chayos, there could be something different. But oifos and behemoth, they're the same category. Tanagot. Tanagol and behemoth are the same level here. You have to know they're as much commonly cause damage as each other. And therefore, I don't need a pasuk to tell me how do you know you're chayim for tanagol. I don't need a pasuk for that. The Torah is behemoth. I don't need tanagol as well. I don't need a pasuk for that. What do I need the pasuk for? Just for chayim. That's all I need the pasuk for.
It's still right. There is another gezeirah show when it's more inclusive, that's more obvious.
So is that true? The Gzeirah Shavah told us that when it says Behemoth, it says Shabbat, so we use it for boy. But something like this, where we don't need to come on to Gzeirah Shavah, there's a drosh in the Torah already told me, Chai is included in Behemoth. So when the Torah said the word Behemoth, it's Kielu, the Torah said Chai. Now, what do you have a question? The Torah didn't say Oif, I don't need it to say Oif, because Oif is impossible. As much as you have to look after your behemoth, you have to look after your efforts. That's possible. Tanagudin. Right. Don't even tell me Tanagudin, because it's possible. As much as you have to look after your behemoth, you have to look after your Tanagudin. That's how he wants to answer. Maybe that's why Rashi didn't know the exact shot. Or that's why, more to the point, Rashi wasn't bothered with Tosis Kasha. Rashi said, you learn from IELTS VBAKMOI. So, hello, how can you learn that? What do you do with Tanagudin? It says permission Tanagudin. How can I tell you? What do you do with Tanagol? Answer it. I don't need it. The possible for you, Behemoth means Tanagol as well. If you have to look after your Tanagol, like Moshe said, there's no Svarah Chalik between the two of them. Chayo, there's a Svarah Chalik. Chayo, there's a half a minute. Chayo, maybe less causing damages or less Maybe even you could say, harder for me to look after it, maybe. I don't know. There's a difference between a chaya and a bechor. Yeah. Now, if it wouldn't, that would be a shin. It must be something which is not crazy, because if it would be a shin, I mean, that would answer the left there. It's far more than it's high caliber, a keren, the etta, a sheep, which is not normal. That's called keren. It's not normal. So you can't say that this doesn't normally eat that. That would be called a shin. But it could be one of two things, that it's less common, but not too crazy good, or maybe it's a hard animal to look after. Maybe it's a little much harder to look after that. Maybe not. Why? Maybe.
Why?
Is there
anything?
I'm just suggesting. I don't know how he actually would check out. Has Mendelssohn himself explained the Nusson? I can check up as soon as it loads up. But that's the kibbutz. The kibbutz is that Tarnogel and Behemoth, the same category in Shmira, versus the Chaya. Let's check up exactly how it's not. So we'll see. Accurately, maybe just slow you in. His example, his answer is that maybe only something which is commonly owned by a person, that the Torah is machayev for. Something which is frequent by you, that's what the Torah would be machayev. Why should that be? Why only if it's frequent by you, it is machayev? I've got something which is not common to have. What should be this for such a thing? See what goes for five after the double. We expect you to look after more than some which you have not so common. Much better than that. I feel the list is slightly different to it. Take care. So the Torah expect you to look after something which maybe you can look after at a certain easiness. Chai maybe is harder to look after. And therefore, the Torah, of course, you should try and look after it, but if you didn't manage to look after it, it caused damage. And Manasot, the Torah is like in the Torah, the Malachi HaShoris. The Torah didn't give the Torah for one of the shows. What do you expect from me? Why should it? Why am I trying for anything? Why am I trying for anything my animal does? No, why should I trying for my dog? So we mentioned right at the beginning of the when we learned about the piano at the beginning, the Mishnah and the said, it's not really, it's an animal. So the Mishnah then the Torah said you were meant to look after it. And since you didn't look after it, therefore you have to pay. That's one matter. Yeah, since you had a son, you have to pay. There's no swallow I should have to pay for your animals. It's not me. I don't need to pay what my kids do. I don't need to pay what my animals do. Not me, but since the 30 wants you to look after, they gave a shmir on you. If you build on your shmir, you're not chayiv to pay for the then you're chayiv to pay for damage. So damage. But if you didn't pay any shmir, then not. A classic example of this in Chiddush, and it's mind-boggling Chiddush, but a certain word according to much it, at least in the Gemara, you only have to do a shmir pechusa. A shorty time is the most shmir of shorty word. Then we had an akkad. Now it's like counterintuitive. But then you go into it. So somebody has a shorty word, and he does a shmir pechusa, not a shmir. He's potter. Even though his animal went undamaged, why should he potter? Because he did what you expected him to do. I, but I required him to do. I could have done more. No reason to be proud. The reason why I'm that didn't do a shmir. So then I have a minute to say that only put shmir on things which are common on you, meaning it's possible for you to look after on a certain level. But things which are harder for you to look after, maybe you wouldn't be chayef for. Like shmir, maybe you wouldn't be chayef to do such a shmir. Maybe. The gemashal on the potter, maybe chayef also be chayef. That's the chiddush of Rashi. That's how Rashi is. Why by Tana go to chayef according to Rashi? Because the pasuk says be'ir, pasuk says be'ima, and be'ima no svar lachalim between be'ima and the tamago. Why am I chayv for chayav? There would be a svar lachalim between be'ima and the chayav, because the pasuk says the chayav includes be'ima. So why is Rashi? How does Rashi know oyfois? Because we need a drasha. The pasuk says be'ima. We need to come onto the day of Shabbat. The pasuk says be'ima is pasuk that's not everything. It tamago. If we say this pshat. Then we now answer Taisa's first kasha. Taisa's first question. Taisa asks, what are you telling me? Chayo is included in Behemoth. We know it's already from the Mishnah. Daf Yudai. It says Town of Goyim. We already know. And therefore, by definition, also Chayo is. So Taisa said, I want to say the Chiddush again. It comes to this new challenge saying, Poshut. The Mishnah on Tamagoyim, yes, because Tamagoyim is included in Behim, but of course, you're trying to Tamagoyim. But Mishnah on Tamagoyim, that's Kaya. Kaya is a Chiddush. Kaya is not a normal animal to have, not a normal shmir that you can do. So maybe you wouldn't be Chayav. Let's do a quick sick of what we just said. We have Rashi, Rashi tells me that the way, how do we know that Chayav is included in Behim is basically a possible. It's a possible why they need a drosha. But basically, a possible the possible told me that Chai is included in the baby. But Tosis, how do you know Oifis? So that's why it comes into Xerah Shara. So if we learn this new Malach, we're saying, no, how do I know Oifis can say Behemoth? Behemoth means a certain level of Shmir, which included in that category is Oifis as well. So it means I know Behemoth and Oifis. So how do I know Chaya? Chai is a different level of shmir, and I know Chaya. So I said, oh, Chaya is a chalal behemah. The Pasuk says, behemah, and who's in that is Chaya. I don't know if it's the Pasuk, may it fit at all. Like Moses said, what's the svar of chalal between behemah and anything else? So we take now our one stage further. Take the Likasa on the Gemara, that what the Gemara is telling me, the Kiddush in the second mission is the Tami, the Chaya is included in behemah. We know that already from Daf Yud Zayin. We see even Tanago is included. That cash is very good because Tosfos learned that Chaya and Oifos all learned that from the same place from Shabbos. So not just you see Oifos included, Chaya is included as well. So maybe Tosfos had the cash. We now say no, that's a different territory, much more easy. Oifos or Tarnagoyle and Behemoth are the same category. So it's true it says they're in Tarnagoyle in the Mishnah. And it says Behemoth in the Mishnah. They come along that you said, teachers of the Chiddush, the Chayah. That's a tremendous Chiddush. That's a separate Chiddush more than Behemoth and Oifos. You wouldn't have known that from Behemoth and Oifos. And that's why only that you said, the Mishnah said that Chiddush about. You wouldn't have been able to learn it from Chiddush. That's what I have to say today. Right. In Hashem, we should follow on the Gemara till the two dots now. I don't know if you got there yet. We taste the Mamasel, the Chamor, and the Noivo. And then once you got to the Tomer Abomon until the next two dots. From Tomer Abomon to Anagoidim until Hilfa, you mean not. That's three lines up in the narrow lines, from the end of the narrow lines, Tomer Abomon, until about eight wide lines. Come on, two dots and make two dots. Keep going to two dots. Yeah, what's that?
It's that what's the situation here? This animal can eat someone else's final food name. This animal that we're talking about, we bought damage, what if it did to somebody else's final food name? So it can be bad. Honestly, right now. And any other time in the tunnels, you could jump over the barrier. Maybe you are able to jump over the barrier. Because any other time could come anywhere. Your friends can protect from that one animal anyway. So don't tell me you can protect my animal either. Don't tell me about my animal. This fence that you made doesn't protect any animal. So you can take it in your fence to protect the higher coming from my water.
Thanks, the bird box. It's a very nice idea, but it's a very nice idea, but it's sure as right. If I didn't want anything into my bodies, now that I am, I'm better completely over the milk out from the meat to jump.
So if you were
okay with
your defense, my man,
be.
Now, other
victims, I'm going to jump. No, I think I'm going to jump.
I think I'm going to jump. I think I'm going to jump.
I think I'm going to jump.
I was checking one.
Yeah.